Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Yod, Mishnah Het, the last Mishnah in the Masechet. We'll talk about a property that a lender could collect as payment for different types of loans. Mishnah says, Hamavet Havero Bishtar. If somebody lends money to his friend and there's a shtar, there's a document that says that a loan was made, the borrower gave money to the lender on a certain date, it was signed by witnesses, and everything is clear from the document. In this case, when the borrower didn't pay back what he was supposed to pay back, goveh menechasi meshubadim, the lender could collect the loan from properties that were owned by the borrower at the time of the loan, even if those properties are now sold off. In other words, a lien was automatically created against those properties at the time that the loan was given out. Any property that the borrower owns at the time of the loan could be taken as repayment of the loan. Even if that property was sold later on, the lender could go and collect that piece of property, could take it, even if it was owned by somebody else, because the person who bought this piece of property should have known that a loan was taken out, because anytime a document is signed by witnesses, it's public knowledge. He should have went and did his research, due diligence, and made sure that there was no lien against his house. And therefore, the blame goes on the person who purchased the home. He gets that home now seized from him. He should have known that there was a lien against this property. And therefore, he only has to blame himself for buying the land that had a lien against it. And he has to give the land to the lender. Al yedei adim. But if the loan was not made with a contract or a document, but it was only made in front of witnesses, goveh menechasim b'nei horin, then the lender is only allowed to collect from free properties that are still in the possession of the borrower. He cannot go and seize properties that the borrower owned at the time and are now sold off. Since there was no loan document, the buyer had no way of knowing that there was a lien against the house or against the property. And therefore, Hachamim made a decree that the lender would not be allowed to go take it from the buyer of this property, that only exists when there's a document with edim. Clearly for him, if he did his due diligence, he would have known about it. But here, there was only witnesses. There was no document out there in circulation or in the files of the township. So therefore, this piece of land cannot go to pay off the loan, something that was sold off. Only free properties that are still within the possession of the borrower. Another case where land is not allowed to be collected from buyers, arev hayotzeh le'ahar haytum shetarot. If the signature of a guarantor appears after the signatures of the witnesses on a loan document, the lender then comes to collect the loan from the guarantor. He wants to get paid back. We say goveh menechasim b'nei horin. He can only collect from the free properties that are in the possession of the guarantor, even though the loan itself is in a document, and even though there's witnesses, and there's an obligation of the guarantor, and you would think that he can now go collect even from nechasim meshubadim, even from properties that were sold off, because there was an automatic lien against it once the guarantor got involved in the situation. We say, since the guarantor's signature appears after the signature of the witnesses, it's as if it's only a verbal obligation and not written in contract, because the witnesses did not attest to it. Since the signature appears after the witnesses, it's as if the witnesses were not involved in the guarantor's part of the contract. So the guarantor's properties that were sold off it's not expected that someone checked in to the guarantor's properties and saw if there was a lien against them, because they wouldn't have known, because the signature was afterwards. So it's not known that he was part of it. So therefore, we can't expect the buyer of the guarantor's property to be aware that there was a lien against a property that he guaranteed. And therefore, the lender can't come collect the property that the guarantor sold off. Can't go collect that. He could only collect from the guarantor's active possessions. There was actually a case where this situation arose in the times of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ma'aseh ba'alifnei Rabbi Ishmael. This actual case came before Rabbi Ishmael, where the pledge of the guarantor appeared after the signatures of the witness on the loan documents. Ve'amar goveh menechasim b'nei horin. And he said, like we've stated, that the lender could collect only from the free properties of the guarantor and not properties that he already sold off. Like the opinion of Tanna Kamma, like we had earlier. Amar lo ben nanas. Ben nanas said to him, Eno gove lo menechasim mishubadim velo menechasim b'nei horin. Said ben nanas, no. The lender cannot collect from the guarantor at all, from properties that were already sold off, that had a lien against them, or from properties that he currently owned, that the guarantor currently possessed. The guarantor is not obligated to repay this loan at all. Amar lo lama. So Rabbi Ishmael told the Ben Nanas, what are you talking about? Why would you say that the guarantor doesn't have to follow through and pay when the borrower didn't pay? Amar lo, hare, ha-honek et ehad bashuk. Answered Ben Nanas, he told him, let's say somebody was strangling somebody in the shuk. The lender was choking the borrower in the street, in the marketplace, because he wasn't repaid the money. And then his friend walked up, a third party walked up, and he saw what was happening, and he told the lender, don't worry about it, leave him alone, I'm going to pay you the money. Patur, the guarantor in that case, is exempt. So just to replay the case again, Reuven lent money to Shimon. Shimon never paid him. So Reuven went and he was choking Shimon. And then Levi came and he said, oh my God, what's going on over here? This is not okay. And he told Reuven, don't worry about it, I'm going to pay you. Later on, question becomes, is he actually that guarantor? And they say, patur, the guarantor here is exempt. He has no obligation to pay. Why? Shelo al emunato hilvahu, because he didn't really give this guarantee as an official statement that he was doing it. He was doing it only in order to intercede on the situation where Shimon was getting choked and he was dying. He never made a real pledge to accept the guarantorship upon himself, so therefore he's not legally obligated to do so. We could apply that as well, and this is the main point over here of Ben Nanas, to our case as well. If the signature of the guarantor appears after the witnesses, then the guarantor's pledge was not real. It wasn't part of the main process. It happened after the whole pledge was gone. So therefore, says Ben Nanas, he's not obligated to repay the loan at all. But Ben Nanas does say the guarantor is obligated to repay in the following situation, to repay the loan of his friend in the following situation. Ela ezu arev shu hayav. What's the case of a guarantor who is obligated to repay a loan? Hilvehu ve'ani noten lach hayav. If the guarantor says, lend him the money, and I'm going to give it to you. If he doesn't repay the loan, then the guarantor is obligated to repay the loan. Shekin al emunato hilvahu, because in this type of case, the lender lent the money to the borrower on his approval. He caused it to happen when the guarantor, he obligated himself to repay because his pledge is what caused the lender to grant the loan to the borrower. Rabbi Ishmael praised Ben Anas. Amar Rabbi Ishmael, Harotzeh Shiachkim Ya'asok B'dinei Mamonot. Beautiful lesson for the end of Babatra and the end of Nezikin. These Masechtot, as we mentioned at the beginning of Baba Kama, Baba Kama, Baba Metziah, and Baba Batra, are really one giant Masechet that we're finishing right now. So said Rabbi Ishmael, somebody who wants to become wise should study the laws of money, monetary law. She'en lach miksoa batorah gadol mehen, because there's no area of Torah that's greater than them. She'en ke ma'ayan hanovea, because they're like a bubbling spring. There's so much going on, there's so much thinking involved in the laws over here that they keep on giving forth more and more. Barotze she'asok bedinei mamonot yeshamesh et Shimon ben Nanas. And somebody who wants to really study the laws of money in a very thorough way, they should study these halakhot under Shimon ben Nanas, the Tana over here, who gave a beautiful proof and argued on Rabbi Ishmael. Hadran alach Masechet Baba Batra. Beautiful learning all of the Seder so far. And Bezrat Hashem will continue throughout Seder Nezikin.